This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Happy Halloween, kids.
Happy Halloween.
I'll tell you what, it feels like it out there, too. It feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels like 35 days till toy drive. Yeah, I said
that's what it feels like.
35 days. I did that. So you may or may not have noticed, we haven't worked yet this week. It feels like we've been gone for a month.
Forever.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Except for the fact that they sucked me into work. So we have this thing called FTA. It's for what is it? Flexible time away or something?
You know
like
better
that.
Than me.
Flexible time away. And the idea is that you're not working. You're not working, but if they need you. And they invoked that on me Tuesday and yesterday.
What'd you do?
Just stuff. And I don't mind. I don't mind helping out.
Yeah.
But it was like. It was just, I don't know. It was more stressful than it needed to be. Just, you know what we do. It's not like the life or death decisions are being made here.
Sure,
you know, with our little radio show and all of that. But yeah, it was just.
Listen, you're so much better than I am because that email, the FTA calendar went out. I did not open this laptop until right this minute. So it was really great.
We could tell.
We know. Okay.
We know.
Hey, it's 15 emails we sent you.
I was going to say.
My emails were filled.
I was going to save this for later, but I'll address now. Were you worried that we'd feel that we would look down upon you or that you were, because you went to Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
To do this. You know, perform. You were going to perform.
Yeah, we had a huge show on Tuesday night.
Sure you did. I know you did.
Yeah.
But then when we talked about it, when you and I talked about it, and I was concerned for my friend because I was like, oh, this sucks. You go all the way to Puerto Vallarta, and you don't get to have any fun. And you were like, no. Oh, it's just all rehearsals.
Yeah.
And we got the performance. And then I've got to come back for Town Scary. And I thought, oh, this my poor baby gets no sun, no fun, no nothing. And I was like, ah, oh, this poor kid. And then I related to it. Don't jump in my punchline.
I know, sorry. I'm literally giggling. It's the first time we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. I showed my wife and all. I know more about Michaela's ass than I will ever need to know.
What's up?
At one point, I said, "Cause weren't you talking about doing a bodybuilding show?"
I was. Yeah, I wanted to.
Because I did. I said to my wife, "I said, look at the work my friend has put in.
Come on, Chetty."
And I said, "If she was on stage at Ms. Olympia, Ms. MS, period.
Yeah.
I don't know what that, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the female equipment, is that what it is?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Ms. Olympia?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the scene. As you can tell, you look at me and you go, there's a guy who knows about bodybuilding.
100%.
That's yes. You look at me and you say that. I said to my wife, I said, look at the work my friend has put in. And if she was on stage at a bodybuilding contest, we'd go, look at her. Amazing. But somehow the sand and the ocean part of it made me be like, I felt like I walked into my sister's room without
felt
knocking.
Weird.
I did. I felt like I walked in on my, I don't have a sister, but I felt like I walked in on my sister. Yeah. I felt like I walked in without knocking and saw something I didn't need to see.
I know.
And so did you feel bad? Cause and the email we got. So we just kind of exchanged like what's been going on in our world, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The email that I get is, wait a minute, it was, we met, and by the way, so the trip was fine?
The trip was amazing. Made it. It was awesome.
Everything good.
Everything was perfect. The show was amazing.
Except how did you and Lisa not know that you were on separate flights until Sunday morning? How do you not know that?
You'll understand. You know when you have 4,000 things going on and you're literally taking the week minute by minute? But that's where I was last week. I was like, just get me through this week.
Yeah.
They had booked our flights for us. I wasn't paying attention. Truly wasn't until I was leaving for the airport that I was like, oh, you're on a different flight.
Were
see you in an hour.
Sort of the same time.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were.
I thought you might have gotten to the airport and it was like, hey, we're here for our 6 o'clock flight. No, you're not going out till 5:30.
Yeah, right.
At night.
Yeah. Well, because she also stayed longer than I came home early for Town Scary, of course, tonight. So excited. She's there now until Sunday. So we had separate flights. Lucky.
Sorry for that. Honestly, I would have, the more I thought of it, I would have talked you out of that.
I wish you would have.
I was tight.
Yeah, just kidding.
No, at one point you were never coming home, she said. So ladies and gentlemen, you better show up to Town Scary tonight.
Yeah.
Because Michaela left Puerto Vallarta to come home and be a sexy vampire for you.
That's right, I did. Thanks, Paul.
I was worried about this whole thing. Are you going to have any time? We might have a couple of minutes to go to the beach. No, here's the email. We surfed, jet skied, and boogie boarded our little hearts out. Why did I feel guilty? I felt bad. And then I felt double bad because you thought that we might think less of you if you'd have told me, oh God, no, I've got an hour rehearsal on Monday. And we do the freaking show on Tuesday, and the rest of it is party time, and all this. I'd been like, good for you.
Yeah. Well, genuinely, I didn't think it was going to be like that. And you know the thing about me, I love being efficient and shoving everything into one day. So that Monday, we did everything we wanted to do. It really was so fun.
Of the fun stuff or of the work stuff?
Of the fun stuff. And then Tuesday was the work day. We rehearsed, we played, and then it was worth it. It was so fun. I love vacation. And maybe one day
Who will take one.
Yep.
That's what my wife said too. She goes, "You two idiots." She's
me and you.
Me and you and me.
Yeah.
No, she goes, "You two idiots." And you know what? Throw Adrian
in
that one too. Because when Adrian goes on vacation, what does he do? WWE show. I go on vacation. She goes, "You take vacation to do PA for basketball games."
Yeah. You went to London, worked the whole time.
Literally, we had an afternoon because rehearsal got done early.
Yeah.
And we went to, and again, we crammed everything we could into 5 hours in London.
Exactly. Same. We went to PV, got a couple hours, but it was really nice.
PV. Yeah. That's what they call it. But yeah, us dopes, you take vacation and you go sing.
God, what's wrong with us? 2025 is going to be a different year.
No, it won't.
We'll still keep working.
Yeah, sure. Trust me. I say that every time. Oh, no, I'm changing. Literally, my cardiologist, I don't know if people who are new to the show, I had a heart valve replaced 2 years ago. I've had it at a bad valve since I was a kid. And literally, my cardiologist told me, you have to take a week off every 90 days. Once a quarter, I want you to take a week off. How long have you been on this show?
Now, almost 7 months.
Yeah.
I don't think you've taken 1 week. I don't think you've taken a day off, actually. Chet?
We'll be right back.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, so this is kind of cool. Snow Jam!
Oh.
You've heard the commercials.
Ooh, but I liked that version.
Did you now? We'll see what the client says. Four tickets to Snow Jam, because we're skiing soon enough, man.
Fun.
Snow Jam Expo 2024 at the Las Vegas Convention Center. For me, this feels like we're back, baby. I know Snow Jam hasn't left.
Yeah, it does feel like we're back, baby.
With the pandemic and all that, I saw it in the prize list and I went, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
If you want four tickets? Sure you do. It's a couple weeks from, believe it or not, November 16th, Saturday, and Sunday, November 17th is like 2 weeks from now. Two and a half.
Unbelievable.
One winner will get the grand prize, $250 gift card to spend at Snow Jam at the expo. And I love this. Do you know who Morgan Jay is?
Yes, I interviewed him for my podcast before he blew up last year.
Stop. Okay, so we have to explain this. Michaela has a side hustle that she's done for quite a while called So Funny It Hurts. It's a combination of mental health and comedians because it's brilliant. I can say
thank
that.
You.
No, it really is. I've told you this, but I'll say it in front of all of our friends.
Thank you.
It's really brilliant because comedy comes from pain. You know, we're all the sad clown. I mean,
exactly.
Really, it all comes, except me, it's just pure narcissism and, you know, insecurity, but everybody else.
And that's also pain.
Notice who didn't laugh, Adrian. Who
hates, giggled.
No, you hate.
Giggled over
he does. He goes, that's right. This guy.
He gave us a fist pump.
Finally, somebody said it out loud.
And it was him himself. Just kidding.
Sorry, dude. I don't know why I did that.
I'm over here doing producer stuff.
Next thing you know, the host thinks you hate him. That's great. It's all just jokes.
Yeah, we're just having a good time.
But this podcast that Michaela does is absolutely brilliant. She really doesn't need this job. If they would work a little harder on that, she'd make a lot more money doing that.
I love you.
But Morgan Jay, Morgan Jay's this guy, and you've probably seen him on TikTok. He goes into the crowd. He does crowd work with a vocoder with autotune.
Yeah.
And then he'll ask him, so are you guys on a date tonight? And I don't have the autotune. And then you would answer,
yes, I am.
Yeah, so
you have to sing your answer back.
And it's great. And it's so, so, so great.
Yeah.
And he actually does then regular stand up as well. This guy's brilliant. Snow Jam tickets, four of them, and a chance to win the gift card. Good Lord, we spent 20 minutes on the prizes today. Or we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see our buddy Morgan, our buddy, Michaela's buddy.
He is our buddy.
I want him to be my buddy. Morgan Jay, this one's for you too, at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian, which great room for that as well. That's Saturday in January, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. 702-364-9898. This is so simple. What are you doing for Halloween? And really, you know what the choice is. I mean, are you going out? Probably already did that.
Yeah.
Will you hand out candy? Are you dressing up for work? And we've been gone all week. I do want to circle back around. Those who have been around for a long time will know the name Jesse the Show Filler. So Jesse used to call in all the time. Our old producer was Davey the Show Killer. And Jesse's bit was he could do Davey's job 10 times better than Davey. And that, you know, and that if he really wanted to take a pay cut, he would come in and work on the show.
Yeah.
Jesse's very accomplished and he does, and he's very funny. And oddly enough, he and Davey ended up being the best of friends.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is really fun. But Jesse, the Show Filler, this is how I know the show's doing well. Jesse, the Show Filler has resurfaced.
Nice.
He wore a costume to a party over the weekend that may or may not have been inappropriate. and he would like a ruling. He would like a ruling on that.
Okay.
So plenty to work with at 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
And who's on the phone, brother?
We got Vanessa Goginas.
Hi, Vanessa. I hear you live over by the Palms. Is that accurate?
Good morning, yes.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I like you. You're fired up. Hey, can I ask you a side question? Simply because Michaela and I were in the middle of having a different conversation when the song ended, and I'd like to finish this conversation by bringing you in on it. If an artist who will remain unnamed, there's an artist who they offered to us for an interview because they're trying to push some stuff and they need a little bit of help, right? So this artist, and it's a name you know, they just got named by a completely unreputable source. The source is crap on this.
Yeah.
But they've been tied to the Diddy stuff.
Okay.
And I said, sure, we'll talk to him. And about all this other BS they got going on. Sure, we'll talk to him, but I have to be able to ask them about the Diddy thing. And I want them to know up front that I'm going to ask him. Now, we're not a gotcha show. We're nice people.
Yeah.
We take no pleasure in other people's pain. We're not those people. But I said, I think this would be a great opportunity for them to go, no, I didn't have anything to do with it, or yes, I did, but once the baby oil came out, I left. You know, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with the bad stuff. And give them an opportunity to say that for their own self.
Yeah, control the narrative.
And they said no. And yeah, and that's what I told Michaela off the air. Otherwise, because you know what I'm going to say? Because if their name does come up and then reputable sources do say something about them being involved, I'm going to say we gave them a chance to come on and address this, and they told us no. Which makes them look guilty, right? Doesn't that make them look guilty?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Speaking of, so I'm going to work in reverse then. Speaking of baby oil and Diddy, so our friend, Jesse the show filler, went as Diddy for Halloween. And
oh my gosh.
However, now there's one thing. But I believe there was blackface involved, but I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. Well,
no, I think maybe. Oh. That's bad, right?
He said
it was a total hit at the party, but I don't know.
Did he get hit or was it a hit?
Oh, yeah, no.
How do you say this?
Okay, is that not blackface?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, they all loved it. Well, maybe it wasn't. Thanks. Or maybe it was a party full of racists. I don't know. He said the costume was a hit. I wore it to a Halloween party at a bar. So a lot had to do with knowing your audience. But did he? With a chain. Look at the big chain with the baby oil.
Oy vey.
That part's okay, but you have a problem with the blackface?
I don't even know if that part's okay.
Is the chain with the baby oil okay, Vanessa?
I think the chain with the baby oil is funny. The blackface is not.
Yeah,
and I don't think we're ready for that.
We're not ready. We're not ready for the baby oil chain either.
Okay, but if it's somebody you know and you know they're not a racist, and I'm just asking.
Yeah,
no. I say stay away.
Time and place.
I say stay away from it. But I.
I know Chet literally physically has his hands up as if he's blocking this. He's like, I am not here right now.
You know what's going through my head is that I'm going to get in trouble now just for even talking about it.
No, listen, it came up in an article last week. Don't you remember someone was asking about like offensive costumes? Because people do find costumes very offensive in this cancel culture. This one in particular. It's hard to offend me. I'm not offended, but right. I think that you could do better. It's
the
just such a sensitive.
The tackiest of tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lowest of
that's
brows.
That's well done, sir. Yeah. Well said. Okay, then last question. What are you doing, Vanessa? What are you doing for Halloween?
So I'm taking my niece and nephew trick-or-treating. We're going to go to City Hall in North Las Vegas. I work there. So we're going to go trick-or-treat there, and then we're just going to go around my mom's neighborhood in North Las Vegas.
Nice. Cute. Are you dressing up for work today?
Yeah, we did a theme. We're going to be Minions. I'm going to be Dr. Nefario.
Yes, yes, that's amazing.
I have the fart gun and everything.
Yes! You have to send us a picture. You
Please.
Have to. You have to.
Okay.
Are you going to post something on social? Will you tag us?
Most likely I will, yeah.
Okay, well, one way or another, we must share this with all nine of our listeners.
Yes.
We have to share. I don't know if you heard, we were number one 2 weeks in a row. We now have 11 listeners. That's amazing.
That's cool.
That's amazing. All right, now, final question. Snow Jam! Tickets, four of them. Or do you want tickets to Morgan J? Do you want tickets to Morgan? I got to get an auto tune in here.
I know. I'm going to bring you one of those little microphones.
Morgan J.
I think we're going to do Snow Jam.
Snow Jam!
Oh! And you got a shot at a $250 gift card. You are the best. Hang on one second.
3, 2, 1. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
And then, once again, I don't know if you heard, Michaela came all the way back from Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
You are, I mean, just for you to be, are you still sexy vampire tonight?
If the costume comes in time, yeah. There's always an issue over here, okay? You just never know what you're getting with me.
You stress me out so much.
I stress myself out.
Everything is last.
If you think that's bad, I got to find a skater tonight for a show that I helped book. Still don't have that locked down either.
The roller skating thing that you were talking about?
That's right.
Call Absinthe.
Yeah, they want $1 million.
Those people are expensive.
Turns out they're professionals.
Okay, what do you need? We're putting it out there to our 11 listeners.
I need one roller skater.
Just one?
Just one.
To do what?
I need them to skate around a little lounge area.
Uh-huh.
Just 10 minutes an hour and look like they're enjoying it.
Call Sonic.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Stop.
Call somebody from Sonic. Side gig. What does it pay?
It's going to pay...
you don't know yet?
$150.
Okay.
$150, 10 minutes from 9 to 12 each hour.
So 30 minutes total.
Yep.
Dang, that's good. That's good money.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been working at Sonic.
Yeah, that's right. Just wear a little disco outfit and you're hired.
Yeah, so hot helps, but it's not necessary.
It does, but at this point, I will literally take anybody, so... Do you know how to skate?
I almost volunteered. I don't want to do that. Has anybody talked to our friend Lindsay Pinnafell at Vegas Pet Rescue Project? I have not.
No, not recently.
Apparently, there's a something.
Really?
Yeah. There's a, like, we're closer.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know. Will you hit her up and see if we can talk to her in a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't think she'll be ready for that, but maybe... If you're up, Linz, we're coming for you.
Yeah, we are.
Get ready. Also, an update. Our friend Jesse the Show Filler, who I completely outed on the air for his Diddy costume, it was not blackface.
Not at all.
It's a mask.
Yes.
It's a really good mask.
Big difference.
Although, honestly, I think it's a cardboard with rubber bands to hold it over your ear mask, but it's a good mask nonetheless.
Yeah.
Good enough that I thought, and it looks like his eyes are, I don't know.
Yeah,
what is
I
that?
Feel, look, I don't know if it's like a groundbreaking mask, but I will say that it definitely is so different than blackface.
Yeah,
like
it's Diddy face.
Yeah,
it's just a little
mask.
It is blackface, but it's Diddy face. So you can wear a Diddy mask, right? Adrian, you can wear a Diddy mask, right?
Sure.
Okay, so that's not bad. It's if you put makeup on, it's bad.
100%.
Yeah, 1,000%.
1,000,000%.
But a mask?
2,000,000. Do I hear 2.5? 2.5 out of 3.
Show us your skills, Chetty.
They're one up each other on the percent.
Yeah, like brother and sister were like, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000,000%. Infinity. No take backs. So our buddy's in the clear.
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, and all the people that were asking us for his address, I'm not giving it to him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't like the costume.
Take it easy.
True. I still don't love the costume idea, but it's not blackface, and I think that's okay.
So we're fine.
Yeah.
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 Well, and I know his heart. I know his heart. Does it, is it different? Does it matter that he's Hispanic?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Well,
it's still tacky. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know all
Jeff
the
rules. Jeff, put the hands again. Jeff, put his hands back up. When he gets nervous, he put his hands up. He said, stop, not me.
Hey. Well, you're safe space. It's okay, bud. We got you.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. Let me hold you. Come here.
So safe. All right. Listen, we're going to try and get a hold of Lindsay Pettifel because I think there's a Justice for Reba update.
Justice for Reba.
And two new contestants for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and your choice again of either Morgan J. Do you want to go see Morgan J? or to Snow Jam? It's a very musical Chet Buchanan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
For an update, whatever happened? Did you get the passport? Doesn't that seem like it was a million years
ago? Oh my god! I was like, wait, what passport? Yeah.
Last Friday, Michaela and her fiance Lisa were getting ready for a trip to Puerto Vallarta that was paid for. Who paid you to go? Julia Cruises?
Olivia Travel.
Olivia. Close.
Both very likable names.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
Julia.
I said Olivia Travel.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I think I said Julia.
Did you say Olivia?
Yeah.
I said Olivia.
You said Olivia for
you
sure.
You said Olivia. I said Olivia.
Yeah, everyone said Olivia.
I don't know what the problem is. So, these nice people were paying way too much money to have you and Lisa go to Puerto Vallarta to perform.
Yes.
Boy, that's sweet.
I know. It was awesome.
That's nice. And then, okay, here's a follow-up question. Has the original passport surfaced?
Not at all.
Okay. So, when we left on Friday, Michaela's fiance was making a mad dash to LA to try to get a passport.
Yeah, there's a place where you could get a passport within hours if you go to LA. So we tracked her. We followed her. She drove early in the morning to LA, waited in line, and honestly, in about five hours, she got that passport in hand, was back in Vegas by midnight, and we took off the next day.
Because she was in line by the time we kind of let the story go around 9 o'clock, because well, she's still in line. You know what I mean? That was all.
Yeah, that was it.
So she was in line, and then she had passport in hand by like noon, right?
Yeah, because I text you the minute she texted me, and I think that was around maybe 1 p.m.
Maybe 1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
The more I was thinking about it, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then everything was fine. Then my other favorite part about this is they're going to the airport on Sunday morning. Now, this world, I don't understand. This is a universe that it's foreign to me. You guys you're going to the airport together, assuming you're still, and what time of the day is this?
Saturday night, as we were packing, that's when we realized.
Oh, I thought it wasn't until you went to the airport Sunday morning.
Might as well have been, because Saturday night, we had to catch the flight at 5 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, we realize we can go together, but we're on totally different flights. And I'm like, how did I miss that?
How did you skip over that?
I guess I just looked at the email, confirmed yes, didn't bother making sure my partner was okay, and just kept it moving. And then...
because the passported, yeah, it dominated your whole thought process.
I thought, and you know when you have so many things going on before a trip that you're like, just get me minute by minute is how I'm going to get through this week without lighting my hair on fire. That's where I was at. So we went to the airport together. We just got on different flights.
And if you never want to be able to look Michaela in the eye again, go check out her Instagram of the last few days.
We had a blast, dude. We did. We had a big show on Tuesday night. And then I'm not really good at surfing. It's not something I'm so good at. I don't think you'd look at me and be like, she's great.
Why would you be?
But can I tell you, we did. Lisa and I, we had like an hour, so we just gave it a shot.
Had you done it before?
Not in years.
Oh, okay. So you've done it.
Yeah, but so like not good.
Right. It's like riding a bike.
Kind of.
I couldn't tell you the last time I rode a bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fair.
But I would get on one and I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, you'd remember.
It'd be ugly, but whatever.
I want to see you on a bike.
Why not?
I'm going to get you a bike and I want to watch you.
Why?
And I just want to see what it looks like. It'll please me. I just like the idea of you in a helmet, pads.
Some sort of freak. Elbow pads.
Knee pads for sure. Knee pads for sure.
You mother. Why do you think I'm going to bite it?
I don't know.
Would you take money on that?
Yeah. I don't think you'd bite it.
I wouldn't bite it.
But I'd like to see what that first 5 minutes looked like while you got reacquainted with that bike.
I'd be exhausted if it was five. I got to ride a bike for 5 minutes? God, who do you think I am?
An athlete.
Lance Armstrong? What the hell am I over here?
My babe. When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
That, and then I ask Adrian, who our first contestant is.
It'll be Kim Phillips from East Las Vegas.
From the East Side. East Side. Where are you guys at on this leaderboard? Sunrise Manor, also known as
City Champions.
They are still the only ones in double digits with 10 wins. Rhodes Ranch with 9. Silverado Ranch with 8. Centennial Hills with 7. Hendertucky with 6. They're all alone there. Then you got your Aliante, your Summerlin South, your Wagon Wheel, your Coronado, your Anthem, your Southern Highlands, and your Southwest Southwest. Mm-hmm. 5 wins each. Enterprise with 4. Perry, you're nowhere. Is the East Side not on here at all? Oh, you have 1 win. 1, Kim. 1.
Come on, Kim.
But at least you're on the board. At least you're on the board, right?
Yeah.
Whitney Ranch, also with 1 win. And who's playing today?
Representing Whitney Ranch is going to be Danielle Navarro.
Yeah. So right. the battle of the one-time winners here. On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. First 1 to 3 wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name, but don't answer until we call on you, because sometimes you just want to yell stuff out and it might not be your turn. So everybody cool? Everybody straight on this?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, good. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This 55-year-old co-founder of New Edition and best known as Whitney Houston's ex leads the band's sold-out run at Encore Theater.
Kim, very, very demurely.
Kim,
very, very demure.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah, Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Kim.
Yeah, Bobby Brown. Why doesn't that work? Messing with buttons while we were going. there it is. It's 1 zip for Kim.
Adele had a legendary meet and greet during her concert last week, proving our hearts will go on. Who was the celeb who came to see her?
Kim.
I'm obsessed with Kim.
Kim, you may want to speak up just a little. I'm just saying.
Sorry.
But I appreciate you. In fact, I'm going to you know what? You keep doing you. I'm just going to turn you up a little bit.
Your girl's focused.
Kim, what's your answer?
Celine Dion.
It was Celine Dion, and oh my God, I'm not crying. You're crying.
I wept like
while
a baby.
While they're crying, and oh my, it was incredible.
It was incredible.
Equally incredible. Kim is up 2 zip.
The video for Die With a Smile was filmed on the Las Vegas Strip and released this week.
What?
What are the name of the two singers who duet on this song?
Daniela.
Yeah, whatever you want to call yourself. With a D. Yeah, Daniela, okay.
Oh my goodness, I blocked out. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, so tell me more about this video.
Okay, so the music video was a live music video that they filmed, Bruno Mars and Gaga, live on the Strip, and they released it, and it's amazing.
Where on the Strip?
Oh, I don't know exactly where on the Strip.
You haven't seen it?
I did see it, but it looks like it's on a stage with like the Strip around it.
How were we not notified? What, was there a crowd?
Yeah, there was a crowd.
What the... legitimate actual F. How am I only hearing about
that's happened a lot with celebrities shooting music videos.
I know.
Yeah, you find out after.
And Beyonce, and they're like, the cosplay. And it's like, no, that was really them, guys.
Also, Chet's very passionate about this because he plays the role of Bruno Mars. I play the role of Lady Gaga during the breaks when no one can hear us, and we belt it out in the studio.
If I could actually sing, we'd do a duet. I'm telling you. Okay, I'll get over it.
Yeah.
Kim 2, Daniela. Which do you prefer?
It's Daniela. I just think he didn't hear me.
Fair enough, Daniela. You have one, and I have zero.
He's currently a judge on The Voice and was a major hit at the Olympics this year. This rap superstar has a new album coming out.
Kim for the win.
Snoop Dogg.
Dude, you're like the Terminator. You just started Kim, I'll be back.
I know, I'm obsessed.
Amazing. Yeah, and congratulations. You are our new champion.
Yeah!
Yay! I can't wait.
Good job, Kim.
Daniela, we love you long
time. We go to Snow Jam every year.
Oh, is that what you're choosing?
Yeah, Snow Jam for sure.
I think we've determined today that you have to sing it, though. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Not one, not two, not three, but four tickets for Snow Jam for you. Daniela, we just absolutely love you to death, but we got to let you go.
Sounds good. Happy Halloween.
Right, happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. And happy real Nevada Day.
Right?
We were just observing it last week. Whatever. Snow Jam on November 16th and 17th at Las Vegas Convention Center. And somebody, and it might as well be you, is going to win a $250 gift card for the grand prize. So hopefully...
Yay!
Are we doing that tomorrow, Adrian? Do you know when we're doing that?
Oh, that's a very great point.
Yeah,
tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I think at the end of tomorrow, we'll find out who.
Well, look at that. The very demure Kim Phillips from the East Side giving them their second win. Congratulations. New champion.
Yay.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening right now that I'm not sure why it's happening.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
Andre Fernandez in Paradise.
Sure. Former CBS Radio CEO, Andre Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
That was the name of our CEO.
Oh, nice. Good morning. Whoa.
That would be awesome. Yeah. How amazing would that be?
I really did. I was like, wait, do I need to change my tone? It's a little serious.
What's great is Andre knows this too. That's what's that? The third co-host that I fooled with that? With this bit, they've gone. No, really. They're like, no, really, is it him?
Yeah,
and he was pretty cool. I didn't understand why he had the job, but he was pretty because the president of the company was really running stuff.
Sure,
our boy Scott Herman. And then Andre's good dude. He was the CEO. I'm not quite sure why.
What was going on there?
So Andre, I'm gonna ask the same questions I did for first pick. What are you doing for Halloween? Are you handing out candy, or will your lights be completely off?
My lights will be completely off because my nieces that play at Centennial High School volleyball is in the second round of their tournament. So we're going to go to Coronado and watch them play volleyball.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Do you remember back as a child, did you judge houses by the quality of their candy?
Yes.
I'll tell you this.
And then next year, we wouldn't go to those houses if they gave small candy.
Uh-huh.
We knew who had the big candy bars. We knew who gave out chocolate and who did not.
Sure.
And we also know who knew who the one was that, you know, like gave pencils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toothbrush and toothpaste packets. Because I got those before, too, when I was little. I was like, hate that.
I don't know why they continue to do this. But yeah, the whatever it is, the National Dental Association or whatever, whoever they are, you should give out stickers.
Who wants stickers for Halloween?
Just toddlers.
I literally took my niece the first 4 years of her Halloween experience, and me and my sister-in-law ate all of our candy. We literally went for ourselves, and we loved every minute of it.
Yeah, and by the way, come to Town Scary. Seriously, hit Town Scary and hit it early. Here was the other question. I will get into more of this during relationship rehab. Should you wait until it's dark? Should you wait until it's dark to trick or treat? Or is it okay to trick or treat when it's still light out?
Well, wait till it's dark.
I say wait till it's dark too.
Yeah. Is it prettier? Everybody's lights are on and you know which house to go to and which house not to.
Trick-or-treating before it gets dark. Michaela, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Can you explain why?
Because when I would take our niece, first of all, we wanted to get her to bed early, but also it gets colder at night depending on the weather.
Sure.
So we would take her while there was still a little bit of light outside before it got really dark and cold, and then we'd be back home.
Soft.
Give me a break. I can see it in your face. You're totally judging me right now.
I totally am. No,
I'm kind of judging myself as I said out loud. I'm like, you sound so lame.
No, it's weird.
I know it's weird. I'm thinking about it.
For the parents with young children who don't want their kids up at 10 or 11 p.m. on a weekday because he still has school tomorrow.
It's dark at 5.
No, you can go around 6 or 7 when it's dusk. When when the sun's going down is when you can hit the streets. Especially when it's cold like today. We hitting it early, bro. It's going to be chilly tonight.
I made note last night that it was 5. It was pretty dark.
Yeah.
Weird. Like all of a sudden. All of a sudden.
I know.
All right, good. Hey, have fun at Morgan J. Don't be shocked if you see us there. I'll buy you a drink.
All right. Sounds good.
Hang on one second.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice, man. Happy Halloween.
You too.
And happy Nevada Day, the real one. Uh-huh. Whatever. So funny. Relationship rehab coming up next. Just a minute. Oh, my God. And thank you again to our friends at the Neon City Festival. Proud sponsors of the 177-second survey. Unbelievable. Neon City Festival, the inaugural one. Downtown Las Vegas, November 22nd through the 24th. Visit neoncityfestival.com for details. Is that the thing that they said no to Macklemore?
Oh, I don't know. Let me Google it. Let me look really fast. I don't know.
I'm sure they don't want us talking about it, so we should probably
see. Yeah, just forget it.
My bad.
Not Googling.
So, coming up next, for Halloween, is their relationship over? Because he refuses to go in matching costumes for Halloween? Is this just a wedge between them that they will not recover from?
How dare he?
This and many other questions to be answered coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
We've been gone for the last couple of days. We took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off so that Michaela could go to Puerto Vallarta. If you remember last Friday, the mad dash to LA to get the passport, that turned out okay.
Turned out great. Honestly, thanks to our listener, Shelley, who recommended going to LA and having Lisa wait in line and being able to get a passport within hours of being there. She really saved the day because I had no idea you could do that and neither did Lisa. So if it wasn't for Shelley's brilliant advice, Lisa would not have been in PV with me.
She's going to want something for this now. You realize.
I have nothing to give.
No.
Thank you.
But the gig went well. We never really talked about did it go well?
It went really great. So I don't know if a lot of people know, I put out an album a couple years ago, almost 2 years ago. So I often do the album when I perform. But this time I didn't do it with my band. I had Lisa play the tracks.
Play tracks, sure.
She was up there with me. And it was really awesome. I have to say, like, Lisa's my best friend and my partner, but it felt really cool to be on stage with her and to have that moment with her.
And you've worked with this Olivia Travel for a long time.
Almost 8 years. Yeah.
And they do that. They say, come to Puerto Vallarta, see Michaela Gordon.
Yeah, I'm one of the entertainers. And they've got another comic.
Who else?
You know who they had? Jen Corbin, who is, do you know who Jen Corbin is?
I do.
She was the comic
there. But I'm that nerd. Yeah.
And then, of course, DJ Lisa Pittman.
Jen Corbin is probably your favorite stand-up comedian that you've never heard of.
Yes. Okay.
It's probably a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Because she's one of those that I never understand it why she's not a big deal. Because she's very funny.
Well, you know, she announced on this trip that she's coming out with a Netflix special. Finally. So it'll be coming out.
Her too? Whatever. I'd like to announce right now my Netflix special is... No, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a very big deal.
It is. It was a great trip and a great audience. It was really fun.
I have to go back to this story. Hang on, though. But was there a hiccup at some point?
You sent something to me on an email. So at the opening night, all the entertainers... introduce themselves.
Are you sure you want to tell this story?
Yeah.
Okay. It's your relationship. Welcome to Relationship Rehab, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Hang on a second. I want to hold this.
Okay.
Now, we are going to play this in reverse. 702-364-9898. We have tickets to see Morgan Jay. Speaking of stand-up comedians... that you know and love, and you may not follow, you might not know their name. The guy who does the auto-tune thing, Morgan Jay. it's the This One's For You tour at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian, Saturday, January 25th. January 25th is so far off.
It's tomorrow.
It's 35 days until Toy Drive, and it feels like it outside today. It's 35 days till Toy Drive, and. This is now this joke comes into focus. It's also 47 days until it's over.
Oh, God.
47 days from now, Toy Drive will be done.
That's insane.
I know.
Wow. Oh, God.
Already bikes are showing up for Superheroes for Sully. Already our friends up at, oh, my God. Well, I just totally had a brain fart. The Academy, Jiu-Jitsu, this will be like their sixth, maybe seventh year. I think I ask them every year and they always look at me like, how do you not know this? but they started out one guy bringing stuff. He's made his own little Toy Drive community.
Sure.
This little Toy Drive jiu-jitsu community.
It's awesome.
The Toy Drive karate community bands together. Superheroes for Sully. Does more than most. I mean, they're their own charity.
Yeah,
they are. They're their own deal now. And it's begun. Superheroes for Sully. The bikes have already begun. Our buddy Victoria Britchick Vic. The bikes have already started arriving. My back hurts already. the Academy sent a picture, which I shared on my stories, of them bringing bikes.
That's awesome. All
ready to go. 35 days from now. So. 702-364-9898. Tickets to Morgan Jay for Relationship Rehab. Is it a red flag if he doesn't want to do matching costumes? That's really the long and the short of it.
Mm-hmm.
And B, we'll let you give a ruling. Michaela's going to tell her story. Is this potentially damaging to her relationship? This...
Poor Lisa.
This is why
you gave me that look.
Yeah, because I'm not sure.
You got her back to
me. I'm not sure I tell this story if it's big. But we'll let you decide. Hit us up right now, will you?
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, Inspirata's checking in. Who's on the phone, dude?
Yes, we got Allison Garda.
Hello, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Is it a red flag if they don't want to dress in matching costumes? I must have gotten 7 different emails of people. He doesn't. I want to go as mustard and ketchup, and he doesn't want to do it. Oh, my God. Are we doomed? We're supposed to get married. You know what I mean? Literally.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
No, I'm going to say no. I mean, my spouse, I mean, she doesn't even dress up, and I'm over here with a inflatable dinosaur costume running around the neighborhood, and she's just kind of there for moral support. I guess. Everybody's kind of cup of tea, you know? Not everybody wants to dress up, and I guess that's okay.
I freely admit it's not my deal. I don't not like it. Some people, and there's some people, it's their favorite thing.
Yeah, it's giving a party pooper.
Who?
Yeah.
The partner that doesn't want to dress up.
No. For sure. Not that they don't want to dress up. They don't want to do the couple's costume.
I
want to be Socket, and he wants to have him be Plug. And yeah. No, we're not doing it.
I think it's adorable.
So are you still, are you still on the it's party pooper?
Yeah.
So,
what?
So if,
no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to, when I dress up with my partner, if I want to be the socket and she's the plug, I want to do it. And when she says no, which she often does, I say, you're a little party pooper.
Yeah, but why do you get to choose?
Because I'm the boss. Just kidding.
Well, you sound
I'm just
fun.
Kidding. I sound like the party pooper.
Yeah, that sounds.
Boy,
that sounds.
Oh
great.
My god!
No,
that sounds awesome.
You sound like so much fun on Olivia Michaela.
Does she want to dress up at all?
Yeah, she does. Well, she just wants to do her own thing.
All of a sudden, we've made this about Michaela's.
Poor Lisa.
Relationship. Yeah, because there's more. There's more. Adrian, do you have to dress up as couples costumes?
I feel like you should do it once if the other partner really wants to engage in that.
Let me come back around and ask the real question. Is it a red flag if they don't want to? Michaela.
No. It's not. I'm going to give them a hard time about it, but they're probably still good people.
Is it a red flag? They're probably still good. No, they're cheating on you.
No, that's not a red flag.
Yeah, I don't know why we look for reasons for people not to love us.
I know.
You know, I don't know why we do that. Red flag?
I'm kind of leaning towards
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
If your partner is passionate about something and they want you to engage in it, I'm not saying you have to do it 10 years in a row, but do it once to satisfy them.
Passion level, I hear.
I actually agree with that.
I don't even know if we were engaged yet, but Amy really wanted to go to this party that her friend throws it in her garage every year so that they can hand out candy to kids.
Sure.
While they're playing ping pong and getting hammered.
Cute.
You know? And so, yeah, she really wanted to go. And I went, and I probably got the lamest. Look, I don't wear a lot of costumes anyway. But this was really bad. It was beer pong cup. It was solo cup.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it's kind of it kind of sucked. And it was not a good costume. But I was solo cup. But I wanted to go. And Amy wears Sock Monkey every year.
Okay.
Tonight, while I'm at Town Scary, she will turn all the lights off, lock the gates, and go over to our neighbor's house and help them hand out. And they do the whole thing. They've got like a tunnel leading up to their door, a scary tunnel leading up to their door that if you want to reach in and grab kids and stuff, that's not advised, but you could. No one I know has ever actually done it, but it's available. They do the whole thing. And so they sit on the porch and drink wine and hand out candy.
Yeah, that's nice. Fun.
Yeah, and then I get there and I collect her and take her home after Town Scary's.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's a red flag. Okay, tell your story about what happened in Puerto Vallarta while you were performing with Lisa.
My baby. So as entertainers, we all had to stand up and introduce ourselves the first night to an audience that was about 1,000 people, just to say, "Hey, come see our shows. Hey, this is who I am." I go, Jen Corbin, this comedian, goes, now it's Lisa's turn, DJ Lisa Pittman. Lisa's an incredible...
international superstar.
For sure.
DJ Lisa Pittman.
Just as long as she doesn't have to talk on a microphone. She creates the music, wants nothing to do with a microphone. So she gets up there, and I know this look that she gets when she gets nervous. She kind of fidgets a little bit with her hands. She doesn't look anyone in the eye. She looks at the wall, straight back, or at me. So she says, "Hi, I'm DJ Lisa Pittman. I play all of your favorite hits, and we're going to have a really good time. Okay, everybody? Good night. She gets so nervous that she just says good night. The audience takes that as a cue that that's the end. They start getting up. And the woman hosting it goes, oh, wait, no, 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 that's not the end. She was just saying good night. And then Lisa's like, oh, sorry, sit down. Lisa awkwardly gets herself off stage. The audience has to sit back down. The woman's like, okay, please just welcome DJ Pat as well. Poor Lisa shut the whole party down with a simple good night.
Allison, would you want that story told about you?
I mean,
in public.
I'm kind of fun. I mean, I'd probably just start laughing, to be honest, because I'm kind of goofy. So that would be something that I would do. Uh-huh. Like, I would make everyone convinced that it was over.
I think Lisa's very well aware of who she is.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly,
she's so endearing.
And honestly, it's so endearing.
She was really so nervous.
And if you ever.
Oh.
Well, here's what's funny. I'm pretty sure. And Lisa and I have known each other peripherally.
Yeah.
For like, we know who each other are before you and I
for sure.
You know, started doing this show. So we knew who each other were. We met a couple of times, I think, you know, just kind of like a hi, how are you? And then one night we were going to go see, who was my friend, the comedian. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh.
But we were going to Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. And Lisa got there first before Michaela. And I felt so bad for Lisa because you could see she was like, maybe I could just die instead. You know, maybe instead of, and it was fine because I, you know.
Yeah, she's not a small talk girl.
Oh, God, neither am I. I do it for a living on the air, but I hate it in person.
It's cool.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I wouldn't make anybody do this today that's in costume, because that's probably not fair. But maybe tomorrow, or just your non-costume friends, you could have this fun today. Mayo Clinic. They're smart people.
Yeah, they are.
They did a study that found standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you're aging.
Oh, I bet. Okay, that makes sense.
So I was completely annoying while the song, more annoying than usual. While the song was playing,
you
I'm like, Michaela, watch me. Michaela, watch me. But I didn't tell her why.
Yeah, but I was watching.
Steady as a rock, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, you know, you didn't even hold it to the counter. You literally went for like 30 seconds.
I was so steady standing on one foot. So you stand on, they had people try to balance on one leg for 30 seconds. Not a problem for most young people. Every decade you tack on, your ability to do it decreases by about 2 seconds. That's the average.
Sure.
They found the best predictor was how long people could do it while standing on their non-dominant leg. So the leg that you would not kick a ball with.
Okay, fair. So mine would be my left.
Same.
Yeah.
So if you can balance for at least 30 seconds without much trouble, you're not over the hill yet. If you cannot, or if you sway a lot, you're old. I was so steady that I actually asked, I said, hey, was I holding on to the counter and I didn't realize it?
No, you killed it.
Thank God.
You know, everyone listening that potentially is standing is trying this right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, and you'll do this with your friends at work. Very old fart.
30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, 30, here you go. No, you'll do what I, same thing. And then did I not set a timer?
Yeah.
I was looking at the timer of Sabrina Carpenter counting down how much time was left when I had my eyes open.
Sure.
The reason why I set a timer on my phone, if you can do it with your eyes closed, it's a sign you're even healthier. I got about a second and a half in, and I went, that ain't happening.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Can I say this right off the top, too? This Golden Knights team is so funny. They're so weird. In the fortress, undefeated. Haven't lost a game yet here at home. They're world beaters. There's offense coming out of them that nobody expected.
Sure.
This is the talk was, any success, the Golden Knights are going to have all the hockey experts. I listen to all that stuff. I'm way into all of it. Any success they'll have this year. We talked to Dave Gosher about it.
Oh, the best.
Golden Knights play-by-play guy. Any good that'll come out of it this year, it'll be, you know, defense-oriented, yada, yada, yada. We'll see what happens.
Sure.
In the fortress, they're scoring 8 goals. They're scoring 6 goals. You know, all this. on the road. Last night they're in LA, and it's like, who are these guys? What's this team? All of a sudden. Anyway.
Everyone feels more comfortable at home, okay?
I guess. VGK dumps one to the Kings. Of all the...
I know.
I hate losing to the Kings, especially in L.A.
Especially last night.
Well, L.A. was distracted. The L.A. sports fans were distracted. I never thought to see how many people were at the game. You know what I mean?
For the Kings game itself?
The Kings game?
No, it was pretty sold out because the reaction of them showing the Dodgers winning the World Series during the game went super viral.
Understood. No, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, then Dodgers win the World Series.
Of course.
And of course, like they always do, they burned a bus and people looted stores.
Naturally.
Turned up. We didn't do that.
Like, I'm so glad we didn't do that. When the Golden Knights won, you know... With all due respect, and I mean, obviously, I work for the team.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking it. I didn't expect anybody to flip over cars when the Aces won.
Sure.
You know, we're not, the WNBA isn't quite to that passion level yet.
Yeah.
And the people who are that passionate, I don't think that's their thing.
Yeah, not burning things.
I don't know. But like, yeah, but last night, LA, it was like, oh, and I was like, oh, just don't. Do you have to? Such a cliche.
I know.
Set a bus on fire.
I know.
To loot stores. It's one guy and he's running and it's worth it to watch the video because A, is he going to get the box all the way to his car? And B, are his pants going to stay up the whole way to get the box to the car? It's great. And then I wondered, what's he stealing? Doesn't look like, I mean, like what's in the box?
Yeah.
Bro.
What could be so important?
Yeah, whatever
stealing
it was.
It.
Whatever it was big and it was heavy.
Yeah. Listen.
He was trying to get it to his car.
I had a show last night. I sang at Fontainebleau. And I'll tell you, I didn't have an audience for the first 2.5 hours. They were all, everyone was, including my own band, all watching the game.
That's really funny.
Yeah, seriously.
Like your drummer's got his phone propped up.
He did. And I couldn't even be mad at him because he's from LA. I was like, whatever, bro. Just don't miss a note, okay? Just watch it and just play, okay?
That's awesome. We're going to put him on. By the way, this whole thing, we're going to talk to Jason Derulo in a second. It's been a comedy of errors.
Yeah.
We're going to do it on Zoom. We couldn't make that work on our end.
Yeah.
It was us. We had engineers in here. It works. And then we were like, So finally, then a phone call, and then they had stuff on their end. And finally, hey, Jason, are you a Dodger fan? Are you stoked that the Dodgers won last night?
I ain't supposed to answer questions like that, but...
What? I know you talk a lot.
You know what I'm saying? I still got to walk the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Stick to the script. I know. Stick to the script.
Politically correct, baby.
We're only talking about making me happy. We're only talking about the residency. I know. We know the rules. One bite. Everybody knows the rules. Well, I got you. Yeah, but you also, and I don't know how much you remember of us. But I mean, we've talked a few times, and you should know this is a safe space.
A bunch of times.
It's a safe space. We would never.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you don't remember, know this: this is a safe space. We would never hurt you because I hate shows that do that. Because there's no point to that.
Thank you.
So, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was really bummed, and I'm glad that we're talking now about you coming back to do the New Year's residency. Because I was bummed when you were here Memorial Day. Because I thought for sure we'd talk then. Mm-hmm. So all went well, and you're coming back.
Yes, man. All was incredible, man. And I really wanted to make sure that, you know, more of the fans got a chance to come and see it. Because there was a lot of upset fans that weren't able to get tickets, you know. I'm excited to come back. And for such a good moment as well, right? New Year's weekend is humongous.
The best.
Have you spent a New Year's in Vegas?
I have not, man. I'm sure I did. I probably had too many. I don't remember.
I hear you there. I do. I hear you there. It's literally us and it's New York. I mean, as far as America and everybody, every city, in our city, we do it up big. Mm-hmm. It's Times Square and it's the Strip and everywhere else kind of comes after that. So, no, you're going to...
I think Miami comes in a strong third, though.
Oh, Miami's, Miami gets lit.
Miami's home for you, right?
Yeah. Miami is home, yes.
Yeah. So then you'll parachute in for New Year's. Because really, when we were talking about this whole thing back around Memorial Day, I thought, God, this is perfect for you. Because as I recall, you're more of a, you want to be more than just, you know, more than quote unquote, just a singer. You know what I mean? You want to do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw the YouTube videos.
Yeah, and you brought so much joy during the pandemic with Savage Love. I never wanted to be a dancer more, and I was, thanks to you. And I am again. Not good, but I really try. But on TikTok, Make Me Happy is like the newest trend. Even my 8-year-old niece is in on it. And I love that about you. Like, you make music for us, but even for babies like your own age. And I think it's so important right now.
Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing when I can break the age barrier. You know, the age barrier, I think, is a really, really big thing. If you can, get, you know, auntie out there and
right.
kids as well. Right. You know, I think it's just way more beautiful. And I think this song, thankfully, has done that. You know, and watching what is happening on social media, it's incredible to watch. And I'm so blessed and humbled to be a small part of people's life, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but I really thought it was cool when TikTok started to blow up. And you were one of the early ones in on that. And I thought, man, it's you've always been a smart guy and you've always had your hustle on. And we've always, and just if nobody else tells you that, we've always noticed that. And I thought it was so cool. And we're really excited about this New Year's residency. Is there, I know you can't say anything. I'm not even going to ask.
Don't do it.
But we would love to see this become something maybe a little more permanent. And we would love, I know you're a Miami guy and the desert's kind of, you know, same heat, different oven, but it's, you know, this Vegas, man, is a good spot for you.
It is, man. And it's been in the back of my mind for a long, long time. And I feel like if I would have went with my gut earlier, I would have been paid dividends.
Yes, sir.
Man, did Vegas blow up?
Yeah,
crazy.
It's not gonna stop. It's just gonna keep getting more and more lit. So I hate when I'm right sometimes. So like, I wish I would have listened to my younger self.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good advice too.
We hear that story. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Michaela's been on the grind too. She was the youngest finalist at American Idol back in the Carrie Underwood year. And she, you know, and she's been on the grind for forever and ever. And it's tough. And she's singing 5 nights a week.
Listen, I've got all the tips and tricks you need. Humidifiers, the tea, the brands. I'll just send it to Venetian. As long as we can have you for longer than 2 days. Anything you need, the Chip Buchanan Show's got you, my guy.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely loved the residency. I had the time of my life. It was so good. So I definitely think, you know, you're going to see a lot more of me in Vegas for sure.
We were also during Super Bowl weekend, we were almost a victim too. Apparently, the same people that took your video stuff perpetrated a crime right next to us at the DraftKings place on radio. And so, did you ever get your stuff back? Because they caught the people.
No.
Okay, we'll work on that too for you. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah,
we didn't get our stuff back. But you know, it's still all, you know, in the legal stuff is still all happening.
So they didn't get it. Let me ask you this: it exists. It exists.
Got it. We just don't know where it's at.
Yeah. Oh my, they had to have sold.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could catch the people, but then where's the stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe somebody writes you a check. Maybe at some point somebody writes you a check.
Exactly. I wish they would have caught him red hand with everything.
Like, right.
Okay, yeah. We just got it back. But yeah.
Yeah, with a bag where they could have just said, "Here, Mr. Derulo, we caught these people.
Got it.
This appears to be your stuff.
We got your buried treasure."
That's right. Well, listen, we know you got to run. We got to run too. We'll catch up. We'll catch up closer to New Year's. You won't need it though. It'll sell out. We're not worried about you.
Of course.
But then we'll talk again soon.
All right, looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks
for the time. We'll see you soon. Jason Derulo. I love Jason Derulo. I just like that dude. He's got good vibes. He's got good intentions. He's got good hustle. Ain't nothing wrong with Jason Derulo.
Uh-uh.
Always a home here with the Chet Buchanan Show.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.